B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets it long. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy. Sports is back Friday. Yes. Happy Hoops Friday. Happy Hockey Friday. In baseball, I don't know. But it's a great Friday. And we saw the beginning last night. And I enjoyed it. I got to tell you. Like, I know it was weird and without the crowd. It lacked a little ambiance, but it was that Clippers-Lakers game was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. I'm easy to please, but that was nice. And a thrilling, just an amazing, thrilling end. LeBron on the putback for the victory. Come on, PG ties it with three. That was incredible, man. That was great theater. How about Deion Waiters looking strong last night? Philadelphia's own. I'm glad to see he's got his life together. That's pretty good. It was a lot of fun. It was a great, great night to start with the NBA. We got games today at 2:30. Love a Friday afternoon. Let me sit back, watch a basketball game. Come on. It doesn't get better than that. Except it does. Because we'll have the Sixers and Pacers tomorrow and the Flyers and Bruins on Sunday. And we'll go over this later, but for the geeks like Andrew and I, wow. We got a weekend filled with sports from morning to night, like deep into the night. There's like a 10:30 hockey game tomorrow night. I mean, totally into. We got games all over the place. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk all about it. Today's a monumental day on a Friday because today marks the end of the playbacks, of the historic playbacks. The playback idea I started with the day after an Eagles game. It's usually like the Tuesday after an Eagles. I love doing the playback where you kind of digest it. You play the game back. You see things. Really good for talking points. We do it for playoff games with Flyers and Sixers. So during the pandemic, we decided to do it on games of the past, doing our playbacks. And we did it all the way through the Super Bowl run. And today, we will relive the Super Bowl. February 2018, Super Bowl, Eagles and Patriots. So we're going to do that today in the parade. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You want to stick around all day for that stuff. We'll have you all set. Chris Heck is going to join us straight up around 10:30, the president of the Sixers, to talk about the squad going in and all the hopefulness. And I do want to start with your hopefulness with Sixers and Flyers. It's the boys are back, and I'm curious where you stand. What's your expectation? Simple expectation for Flyers and Sixers, your bottom line for it to be successful or disappointing? What's the threshold for both teams? Now, we do have some worry because Major League Baseball, there was a cancellation. The Cardinals have a player tested positive coronavirus. So now we got to worry about that team. Meanwhile, I started to think I really missed the Phillies, right? And the Phillies, they're off until Tuesday when they are supposed to go to Miami. Now, if you're the Phillies and you just survived this scare with the Marlins, do you want to go back down there? The answer is hell no. You want nothing to do with Florida, right? They got a lot of issues to tackle. We'll tackle all of them. Good morning, Chunis.
What's up? How you doing?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm just still, frantically getting ready for the show.
Yeah, you seem frantic.
Eight minutes in.
Yeah.
No, we're doing good. About to put out a pre-show tweet about all the things that we're going to talk about today. Playbacks. I'm excited, man. I was having a lot of fun this morning putting this thing together.
Yeah, the Super Bowl playback is the
best. And it's going to be a little bit bigger than normally just the typical game, right? We have some other stuff as well.
It's the Super Bowl.
I got some pregame predictions. So guys like Rodney Harrison can, sound dumb.
You're right.
So, exactly.
Good.
We got a lot going on today. We're going to have the in-game audio. Obviously, the Philly special we all remember, but we'll go back into the, you want Philly?
And
you
want Doug Pearson. Right, we got to do it all.
So it's gonna be a big day. 12:30. You don't want to miss that. It's probably gonna go a little longer than normal.
Well, we'll get your calls on that and kind of relive it together.
Yeah, so
which is a lot of fun. But what did you think last night?
It was amazing. I don't mind no fans at all. I get what you're saying. It was kind of weird when it's Lakers Clippers and they play in the same building, right? So think about that for a second. They play in the same building at the Staples Center, so you knew you would have had both fans. Lakers fans and Clippers fans, obviously majority Lakers fans, but it would have been really loud, whereas it really wasn't yesterday. But if you take that sort of, to me, that's more of just an addition to the sports. You take that out of it, and you're just watching the purity of the sport. It was such a fantastic game yesterday. The Jazz, that first game, the Jazz make that comeback against the Pelicans. You said Jazz win yesterday, and they did. So Jazz make a great comeback. It was great seeing the Rat lose in his first game back. Basketball in general was amazing to watch yesterday, and it makes me feel pumped for this weekend even more. We have the Flyers on August 2nd against the Bruins. I'm in such a good mood. We had the Union win last night.
How about
3-1 win over SKC?
They just own the bubble.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Bedoya with another goal. I'm rocking my Union jersey that they sent over
Alejandro
to us.
Alejandro Bedoya.
So great night last night with a Union win, with basketball returning, and it's going to be a great weekend overall. And my concern is I'll get out for a baseball. Of course I am.
Just here's your breaking news. The game between the Cardinals and the Brewers has been postponed after a positive test. And we'll hear about word today. Today's an important day. Today, tomorrow are very important with the Phillies to make sure that they continue to, at least from the player standpoint, not test positive. So today, tomorrow, keep an eye out. I don't know, Andrew. I don't know. They're supposed to come back on Tuesday. Do you want to go to Florida and play in the Marlins?
Absolutely not. I'm not going anywhere near there. I'm not, and I think baseball has to make a decision because it starts with the Nationals. Remember, Dave Martinez was like, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I have health conditions.
Yeah, and there are a lot of guys who are saying, I'm out on the Marlins.
I mean, the Blue Jays didn't want to come here because one away team clubhouse attendant, one a home team clubhouse attendant, and then also, obviously, a coach tested positive. They know that there's probably going to be more. So they're smart. They're like, I'm not going to Philadelphia.
No, it's been contaminated. They almost... You know, it's weird. It's like these ballparks have been contaminated. You got to go in with suits and you do the deep cleaning, but you just get paranoid, right? Like you start to worry,
and you can't blame anyone for worrying.
No, no, and I don't know what's going to happen, Andrew, with baseball. I really don't. It's funny because I started to miss the Phillies last night. Like, wow, I can go for. Like a Phillies ball game this weekend.
Yeah.
But we got them for 3 days and then they disappeared. How crazy is that?
I had a scary thought last night.
What, did they lop the Phillies off?
Yeah, and here's why, because I thought about it a little bit more. I was actually talking to my neighbor yesterday, and he was like, so what's the latest with the Phillies? And as we were talking, I was like, you know what? It would be perfect for baseball to just knock out the Phillies and Marlins, because they played each other.
Yeah.
It's not like the Braves played the Marlins the Mets played the Phillies.
Now, if you're going to lop teams off, Phillies are they're on the chopping block.
And I'm terrified.
They're at the guillotine.
Yeah, because think about it. All you have to do is you take off the Phillies and the Marlins from the National League East schedules. So now they're just playing, it would be 20 games amongst each other, and then they play the American League teams, and you still get a division winner with the new playoff format. It's first and second place teams.
Yeah.
So who cares if they play 20 games compared to 40 games like other teams?
Right.
Or if they play 40 compared to 60.
No, it's true.
Because if it's first and second place within the division, you're in the playoffs automatically. Yeah. Now, the only question mark is the wild card team because it's the top two teams with the best remaining record.
Right.
Maybe then you have to go winning percentage or something like that, and I'm sure somebody will put up stink because they played less games. But in terms of the playoffs.
Hey, I got news for you, dude.
Boom. Phillies Marlins, bye.
It's all moot. They're not going to get there. They're not getting there. Not with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're postponing games left and right.
It's not. This isn't good.
It's the first week.
This isn't good.
It's the first week, and you've already had two teams under quarantine, and now you add a third team with the Cardinals. I don't know what you're going to do. I can't say it.
Here's the one thing I do know. NFL better be taking notes.
Well, they should. We talked about it a lot yesterday. Did you see, though, I want one last thing on Major League Baseball, or two things. The Players Association and MLB agreed on seven-inning doubleheaders.
Yeah, I hate it.
That is trash.
I hate it.
And that, you know what that makes me want to do? Go away. Shut it down.
You already got this runner on second base rule.
Yeah.
And now you're giving me doubleheaders, 7 innings?
Yeah.
Hey, is this a Sunday league? I play doubleheaders, 7 innings.
This is trash. It's trash. I mean, come on. You can't give me 7-inning doubleheaders. Come on. Let me ask you another question, because then I'm going to get back to the rest of the show will be basketball, hockey, and the Super Bowl. But it's not that hard to play a doubleheader. They did it all the time. There were times during the season where they played back-to-back doubleheaders.
Yeah.
I remember going as a kid to the vet to watch back-to-back doubleheaders. You got to shorten it to 7 innings? What, are you serious?
Yeah, and I was watching the MLB Network yesterday after
what
the news
trash.
Broke because I wanted to see what they were saying. Of course, they're like, oh, well, this is great for baseball because now the stars will be more willing to play two games instead of just the one.
Oh, shut up.
You know what? They should be stars. Willing to play the two games because it's 60 games this year.
You know what? Every time, I love that sport so much, but I hate these people. And how about Kapler? He gives up 5 runs. And he talks about how he's proud of his team.
Did you see the dumbest decision? He sends out his pitching coach.
And he couldn't do it, yeah.
But then he wanted to go out a second time. Yeah. The umpire was like,
no, dude,
you can't do that. And think about it. That's now the second time an umpire has saved them.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, remember, he brought in a reliever who wasn't warmed up.
Yeah.
So the umpires are helping out this man.
Yeah, because he's that bad. And let's make sure the record indicates that Matt Klentak wanted to keep that buffoon over Joe Girardi. Let's not forget that the GM didn't want to make a change.
I love Cap.
God, what a disaster.
Let's open it up in chat.
Disaster.
I love Cap.
Thank God he's in San Francisco. He's proud of his team. There's so much wrong with that sport. So much wrong with that sport.
I will say this.
Yeah.
At least they're playing.
Well, what is it?
I've been watching because I can't watch my team, so I might as well watch Kapler.
Yeah, what a disaster. I can't take him. These people that run the sport, 2 7-inning doubleheaders is a joke. It's a flat-out joke.
This is another scary thought. I was watching NBC Sports Philadelphia this morning, and Jim Salisbury did a hit. And he said the way things are going for the Phillies right now, they're going to have to play 57 games in 56 days. So now, because remember, it started at 60 games in 65 days. Now, because of all the postponements, they're going to have to play 57 games in 56 days. They're literally going to have to play every day.
Yeah, well, again, they're not going to be able to play.
You're right. I'm telling you, I'm scared that they might just get knocked out.
They're going to knock everything out. The league won't finish. So, whatever it is, they're not going to finish. Let's turn our focus to Sixers and Flyers.
Yes!
All right? Because that's where it belongs right now. Let's begin Flyers, all right? And there is a lot of hope and a lot of expectation. So I'll ask you, what's the minimum that you expect? What are your expectations? And what's the minimum that will make this season a success? And by, you know, by all means, I mean, this Flyers season has been a success because it all, they already show you that they're going to be good for years to come, I believe.
Right.
So, but give me the threshold for this as we begin the return of the NHL quest for the Cup.
Minimum is making it to the second round. Because, and it may sound simple, but they are going to be one of the top four seeds. There's a possibility that they could move up because of the round robin tournament. They're in the best position. They can't move down. They can only move up. But regardless, they will be the higher seed no matter who they face in round one. And if I'm going to try to keep the same expectations that I had going into the stoppage of play, and you hear all the time, young, fresh legs might benefit some of the older players. Like other sports like baseball, the older players may be better off because they have home gyms. You don't have home ice. You really don't. So to me, the younger players are probably going to have the better, fresher legs when things start again. And I think because the Flyers have such a young, talented core, that they're going to be in a good spot to win round one. So to me, minimum to call it a success is at least winning round one.
Agreed. All right. I give you the threshold for the Sixers. What is the Sixers threshold that will make it a success? That you go, all right, you know, yeah, do I want a title and a parade? Yes, right. But I'll take what?
Well, it depends. If they're not facing Milwaukee, let's say the Sixers finish as the sixth seed, right? They would not face Milwaukee until the latest, the Eastern Conference Finals. And even though I personally don't think they make it that far, with all the hope that we had going into the season, with all the hype going into the season, with the talent, with all the moves, the trades, I have to go minimum success, Eastern Conference Finals, if Milwaukee is, if you're the sixth seed and Milwaukee obviously is the one seed. If you move up to four or five and you face Milwaukee in round two, then I have to say the second round. I don't think they beat Milwaukee.
All right. I'm going to say no matter who, what opponent, I got to get at least to the conference final.
Okay. Even if they face Milwaukee in round two.
I don't care.
Okay.
That's fair. I want to see conference finals minimum. All right. Because I think they have the ability to go all the way. I watched both those teams last night, and I granted, no Lou, no Harrell for the Clippers. First game back. I think the Sixers can play with anybody. I'm not going to say they're a favorite against the Clippers or the Lakers, but I think they play with them. All right, lots to get to. 610-632-0975. By the way, this just in, according to Jeff Passan, multiple positive tests within the St. Louis Cardinals led to tonight's postponement against the Brewers. So multiple positive tests, not good. But we got hockey, we got hoops, and we got a Super Bowl playback coming straight ahead. Hey, let me tell you about Parks, all right? I was here last night. We did our reboot of Cuz's Corner last night. What a great time it was. It just felt good being back and amid all the big screens. It was tremendous. There's nothing better than, you know, kind of being there and Parks. They're the greatest. And in fact, check out their online app, all right? Sixers, one of the biggest enigmas in the NBA all season, right? They got Indiana tomorrow night on the app. Sixers favored by 5.5. They're 235, minus 235 on the money line. And remember, there's no Sabonis for the Pacers. I love the Sixers tomorrow night. I absolutely love them. By the way, the Sixers are plus 750. You put 100, you win 750 to win the East. And they're 20-1 to win the championship. Flyers, 10-1 to win the Cup. And they're right there, man. They're plus 110 on Sunday against the Brewers. Against the Bruins. You can find all that at parkscasino.com. FanDuel.com. Just download the app. Use promo code Fanatic and a risk-free bet up to $500. PARXCasino.com/PA. Again, promo code Fanatic to get your risk-free bet to $500. Their website has all the details. Risk-free bet is refunded on your loss. It's a free bet. Got to be 21 present in PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Power brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. I just want you to close your eyes, not if you're driving, and think about tomorrow. Think about tomorrow at 7 p.m. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Get excited.
Sixers, Pacers. To get it started for real on the restart, baby.
Two hand champ.
It's going to be outrageous. In fact, we got basketball all day today, beginning at 2:30.
Yes.
With Brooklyn and Orlando. All afternoon, all the way up to Rockets Mavericks tonight.
My dear Christy, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah, forget about it. See ya.
See ya, wife.
See ya. We got hoops, and we got the 10-9-8 76ers. And let me tell you, sky's the limit for this squad. Let's bring on the president of the Sixers. Our friend Chris Heck joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Chris, happy Sixer Friday.
Oh, it's finally here. It's here, Anthony. Tomorrow night.
I can't wait.
It all begins.
Oh, my God. It's been such... I'll tell you. Did you watch the games last night?
I did, yes.
Didn't it feel good?
And, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, you're trying to figure it out of how this is different, how you can take advantage of the environment there. And it's nuts. But, I mean, it's basketball, and we're back.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mean, it was a little weird just without the crowd, but that was good ball. I mean, Clippers-Lakers, that was a good game, man. And it was thrilling at the end, and PG and Bronny, you know, I mean, it was great. It was a thrilling game. It was just good ball.
There was a little rust there with the turnovers, for sure. I'd never seen so many travel calls in an NBA game.
Yeah.
But it was welcome, and you know these guys are just going to, you know, the eight games by the time the eight games are up in 2 weeks, so we're playing basically every other day. The NBA will be completely back on track, and the playoffs will be great basketball. So I think we're built for it right now. I think we are set up as well as any team right now. There's a lot of unknown, but we are really set up well. We're healthy. We're young. And that is so far the formula for success in Orlando.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I was real happy about is, and you know this because you've been in professional sports for a long time. You've been around teams. You understand teams. And, you know, there's going to be two different mentalities coming into Orlando. One, let me just get out, right? Let me just come in, see what happens, get out. And then two, we're here to play. And it feels like, after those three scrimmages, that this team came in with a really strong, positive attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I think that you see veteran teams, they have spouses and they have kids and they have, you know, they're more complicated the older you get. When you have younger guys and they bond together, and this is summer camp. So we think that our youth is actually going to serve us well here.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, one of the guys that stood out to me so far, Chris, I'm curious, looking at Chris Hecht, Sixers president on the Comcast Business Hotline, is Tobias Harris, because Tobias came out and it felt like he's like, we're going to eat together. And it feels like he stepped up to be the leader. And I really feel good about that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think Joel and Ben, you know, here, these are our most talented players, right? And these guys are still learning their way as being, you know, their mid to low 20s. I mean, they're young guys. And Tobias, I think, saw this as a very natural opportunity to lead through this last 4 months. And it was organic. So it just, you know, sometimes the stars get aligned, and hopefully that's the opportunity that we have in front of us, is that the stars were aligned for Tobias to lead. The stars were aligned for Ben to recover from his back injury, and the stars are aligned for Joel to, you know, feel fit and strong and go at his pace. And now they're all coming together, and we have 2 weeks before the playoffs, and then all bets are off.
What do you think? You think Joel will be ready to go tomorrow night?
Oh yeah, yeah, he's ready. Yeah. He's ready. Okay. Listen, we're just being smart with him. You know, there's no reason to overplay him during scrimmages. And quite frankly, the 8 games, I mean, if you really look at it, there's not a whole lot of movement that's going to happen in the East for the playoffs. So we're not going to drop any further. And, you know, maybe we go up 1 or 2 spots, maybe. But the reality of it is we're going to play Miami or Boston in the first round.
Yeah, and you know, it's weird because no home court, it really, the seed effectively doesn't matter. You gotta beat whoever you gotta beat in the East to get to the finals anyway. And yeah, since there's no home court advantage, it doesn't really matter. What matters, I think, during these final 8 games is to get into a rhythm. And yeah, if you're gonna, I don't know what you think about the Ben off the ball thing, but just kind of getting him acclimated, if that's the route that Brett's going to go in the half court.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think that you'll see him at, you know, at all positions. The guy, he comes back 15 pounds stronger. He's an absolute beast, and he can play any position on the floor. So do I think that it'll help us? Yeah, I think it's going to spread the floor, and it's going to open guys up. And I think that we're going to catch some teams off, and have, they're going to have a tough time defending us. So, you know, remember, like in the playoffs, everything shifts to half court. So this does bode well for us. And Joel is like the half court king. And so he can be the best player in the NBA, when we get into the playoff round.
Yeah. It's almost like he's the secret. It's almost like we forget about Joel. Oddly, you know, it's weird because so much focus is on Ben, the whole thing, that we forget that, you know, nobody can guard Embiid. And that if Embiid wants to play, forget about it. He's unstoppable in a lot of ways.
Yeah, the guy is a transformational player. That, you know, and they both can be, but they're very different, and that's what we need. And, you know, the key always comes back to, like, how well they can play together. And I think that this opportunity of these 8 games to experiment will be able to tell us what we see in the future. So it's going to be compelling TV for sure, and radio. And I'm really excited to see how this whole thing is going to pan out. But I'm very, very excited about it. I think, you know, it's funny. I heard you talk to Tim Legler, you know, a few weeks back, and, you know, he's really smart. He has great insight on this team. But I think, like a lot of people, they're going to expect us to be the old Sixers. And remember, like, these guys have played together for 3 years. That's not 10 years. And so, and they're very young. And I think this is really a chance to be that fourth season. So we get a new, fresh start once again. And it's gonna be a good thing for us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the other guys that I think the layoff has done well is Matisse. You look at Thiebaud, yeah. And I mean, how active he was in the scrimmages. You know, the kid can D up, right? And with a fresh legs with Matisse,
yeah.
In the playoffs where everything slows down and defense is a priority. I've always, you and I have said this a million times, built for 16. But this team is built for 16 because it can play defense, and defense travels to Orlando.
No question. I mean, half court, that's the game, right? So if Matisse can stay out of foul trouble, all bets are off. See, this guy is a very experienced rookie. That's another thing people don't realize. The difference between, like, you know, Ja Morant is just a freak athlete and he's unbelievable talent, but he's a year, you know, or two younger than Matisse. So Matisse is, he's like a 23-year-old rookie that's really playing in his second year now in the NBA. So this guy, and he's very, very intelligent. And he's got certainly an off court, a high IQ, but on court as well. Like, I think that we have a real treasure with Matisse.
Yeah, I do too. I do. So what was your reaction when Ben rises up, not once, but twice from three-point land?
You know, I think that, listen, I think the guy is a human being, right? So it gets obnoxious when people are, you know, overplaying and cheering when the guy shoots a three. It's like, just leave him alone, please.
And they don't mean it. They're just exciting, you know?
But it's also like, this environment lends itself to get through that tunnel of uncomfortableness that he's going to, you know, pull up and shoot a three, whether he makes it or misses it.
Yeah, I agree. I
think, listen, he's not going to be JJ Redick, right? So, but hey, he'll throw a few threes up there. It'll be good, and everyone can turn the page.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of it. And that's me. That's me. Can you imagine what this guy feels like? NBA, two-time NBA All-Star, and everyone's acting like he's like a third grader.
I know, and it's funny, but I do think this is kind of a coming of age, and I love the bubble standpoint for this team because, listen, there's been a lot of upheaval, right? You know better than anybody that it's been three different teams. Go back to last year, and, you know, we forget the beginning of last year, there was Fultz and Covington on this team, right? Dario was
very
on this team.
Very different team.
And that was the Dario. Beginning
yeah,
of
no,
last
listen,
year.
I love that team. Yeah, but I think that, listen, Horford's a playoff player. You know, Jay Rich, when he's healthy, you know, forget about it. This guy is as good as anyone on the court, anywhere. The guy is absolutely legit. If we open up space for Tobias to shoot now, like, this, things look good for us. You know, throw in a Shake in there and a Thiebaud, and who knows who else steps up, but somebody else is going to step up too.
Yeah, I guess my point was, is because there's been so much turnover, that being in a bubble together, it really solidifies the group, right? Like,
it's true.
That I think is almost underplayed in these guys kind of being together, and I think it's going to do them so well.
Yeah, we experienced it. You know, it was almost 2 years ago now in China, and when we were out there for 10 days and all we had was each other, and you really do bond together because, you know, foreigners in a foreign land, it does bring you together. So can you imagine what it's like, you know, in this very comfortable but private setting in Orlando? And the NBA has done a phenomenal job of setting this up. And I think, like I said, because we're younger, I think it actually lends itself to be more productive for us than other teams.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like that a lot. So what are your plans for you? Are you going to go down for the playoffs? What's your plan to be?
Yeah, my plan, I am right now circling the playoffs to go down. You know, they have, yeah, Elton's been down there the whole time. And, you know, that's a little trickier, I think, for people that are not either coaching or playing, just because you have to lend yourself to the outside world as well. So I think he's got it a little tough. So I'm pushing it off because I think we're going to make a run here and, expect to be there, a long time. So I'll circle mid August at the earliest.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's having a great time, but you do miss your family and things are get a little tricky that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I do think, once the playoffs come in, I think it becomes almost like business, right? Like you're on this, this prolonged business trip. And I'll tell you one thing. You've been involved in the NBA a long time and you've worked in other sports, but
yeah.
You got to take some pride in the way the NBA has handled this thing, Lou Williams aside. It's been such a, it's been really cool. And the fact that there's going to be games all day long, and you see what happened to baseball without a bubble, and it's falling apart. It's in tatters, and the NBA is playing.
Killing me. Yeah, I love baseball. I love watching it. I hope that things get, a little bit better there, and it's just harder. They have more players. They have a tougher setup than the rest of us. But I'm telling you, it is, it's one of the things that I'm not surprised with the NBA. The NBA always seems to step up at the right times. And to be honest with you, also this is very similar, at least in my perspective, when I worked, for USA Basketball, which is run by the NBA.
Right.
So when in, whether it's 2010 or 2012 with the World Championships and the Olympics, I was gone for 2 to 2.5 months, at a time, along with all those elite players and coaches and staff, that we were on the road and isolated from the rest of the world for that period of time. So very, different for sure, being confined to the bubble. But the understanding of safety and a foreign environment and sticking together, the NBA has had a huge advantage on everybody by the way that they run USA Basketball.
It's amazing. It really is. It's tremendous. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's so well received. And I can only imagine the ratings will be through the roof when people starve for sports and being able to watch it. We're gonna have 2.5 months of real sports, and when God only knows what happens where we're going to.
Yeah,
fall.
I mean, we have a 7 o'clock game on Saturday, but most of our other games are at 4:30 or 6:30.
Yeah.
I think we have 5 4:30 games, which reminds me of the NCAA tournament.
And yeah,
this we have 2 weeks of just fun diving back into basketball.
Yeah.
And, I'm hopeful for hockey. I'm hopeful for baseball, of course, and then football around the corner. Like, I just think they have a really, really hard pass by not isolating everybody. And that's going to be a challenge for them. And I wish them the best.
I hear you, brother. Listen, Andrew, Chris wants to hear the song. It's Sixers president Chris Hack. And my brother, we're back. Let's get a run going, Anthony. Man.
2 week run to the playoffs. Here we go.
I love it. We'll be talking to you throughout. Listen, be safe, all right?
Hey, thanks, Anthony. You're the best.
Thanks, brother. There he is, Chris Hack, Sixers president. on the Comcast Business Hotline. Wow, it's going to be great. How about it, Andrew? These games, the Chris brought up NCAA tournament style, and it is. It's the idea of games all day long is so much fun. I mean, look at tomorrow. Can I take a moment? I know we got to take look at Saturday, right? You got games all day. 1 o'clock, Heat Denver. 3:30, Jazz and OKC. 6 o'clock, Pelicans Clippers. 7 o'clock, Sixers Pacers. 8:30, Lakers Raptors. That's Saturday, right? And it's Saturday in the NHL, Andrew. At noon, Rangers Hurricanes. 3 o'clock, Blackhawks Edmonton. 4 o'clock, Panthers Islanders. 8 o'clock, Canadiens Penguins. And then 10:30, Jets Flames. And of course, Flyers on Sunday afternoon. You know, I mean, it's pretty good, man. It is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. This is going to be great. It's going to be sports all the time, all day, all the time. 2:30 tip off today? Come on.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It really is fantastic. All right, let's come back. We'll talk all about it. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewness hanging out. Listen, life's coming at us hard these days. We go 100 miles an hour, feel stressed, exhausted, run down, and dehydrated. We get headaches and body aches, working overtime to protect ourselves from getting sick. I needed a positive way to recharge and refuel. Enter Xceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. In fact, I did it the other day with the whole family. We went and got it done, and it's amazing. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and hydrations you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, energy level, replenish your reserves. I'm talking vitamins and nutrients and hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Xceva's modern infusion suites. So Sharon hooked me up, right? We got the great vitamin cocktail that's administered like an IV. It takes 45 minutes. You're in a massage or like a relaxing massage chair. It's like you're get to go away from the world for an hour, and then you feel good. A couple days later, you're feeling strong. It's a great thing. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, imagine when you charge your phone and it's hooked up to an outlet. This is like charging your body. It's amazing. This is how I recharge. To learn more about Xceva's vitamin therapies, visit Xceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Xceva, replenish, recharge, release.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.